Well, over in Nevada, at a rally on Saturday, former President Trump urged people to get out to the polls 1 month from today to vote out Democrats who he claims, without evidence, are rigging elections.
Got to get out there and best to vote on Election Day. It's much harder for them to cheat that way. It's best to vote. Just storm the place.
Storm the place, after his followers did storm the Capitol. But if Nevadans are unhappy with the results in one rural county, they have only one election-denying Trump follower to blame. The Nye County Clerk, Mark Kumpf, has thrown out the Dominion voting machines that he and others think, falsely, led to fraud in 2020. They did not, but instead he's having election workers count paper ballots by hand. The ACLU is suing to stop that hand count. Lucia Starbuck is democracy reporter for KUNR in Reno, Nevada. Hi, Lucia.
Hi, Robin. Thanks for having me.
And talk a little bit more about what is happening in Nye County. What exactly are they going to do?
Nye County is a deeply Republican rural community in southern Nevada. There's about 32,000 registered voters. To back up a bit, the former Republican county clerk resigned over the summer due to election conspiracies that she didn't believe in, particularly made by the county commissioners. And now there is an interim clerk. He's running for election, and he's also a 2020 election denier. He declined to answer if Biden is the legitimate president during an interview with KUNR. And to zoom out a bit, the Republican candidate for Secretary of State, also an election denier, is leading this call to ditch the voting machines.
Yeah.
And early voting in Nevada begins in less than 2 weeks.
And now you have the Nye County Clerk, Mark Kumpf, and here's what he said about his plan for a hand count.
If there is a lack of voter confidence, you have to do something to increase that confidence in the vote. And the paper ballot with the hand count process is the most transparent process that you can have.
And again, Lucia, putting aside that there is a lack of confidence because election deniers like Mark Kumpf fan the flames of that lack of confidence by ginning up false claims of fraud. To be clear, was there a large amount of fraud with the Dominion machines in Nevada?
No, there was no evidence of widespread voter fraud. I can give an example. Following the 2020 election, the Nevada Republican Party dropped off four boxes that they claimed to be evidence of more than 100,000 fraudulent votes cast in 2020. The Secretary of State's office, who right now is a Republican, they spent more than 100 hours combing through it. They found no evidence of fraud and said the allegations were based off of a lack of understanding of voter registration records, which are continuously checked. Nevada's current Republican Secretary of State was censured from the state Republican Party due to her pushing back against the big lie.
Yeah. So here you have putting aside machines that actually operated beautifully in the 2020 election, very little fraud across the country, nothing that would have changed any of the outcomes anywhere across the country. Those machines are being put aside for a hand count. What do experts say about a hand count as opposed to a machine count?
There are a lot of concerns. First, that humans are less accurate than computers when executing repetitive tasks. And advocates are worried about some of the other things that Kumpf has proposed as well. So he's planning a parallel process to both hand count paper ballots and electronically tabulate them. He's going to have teams of five, one reader, one person looking over their shoulders, and three people tallying and comparing the results. And he's planning to do this before Election Day. So those are people who are going to be viewing the results prior to polls closing. And there are some concerns there if, you know, if a candidate is doing well in a certain area, resources could be diverted. People might not feel like their vote matters. They could stay home. And it's also against the law to disseminate the results before the election. Volunteers could be charged with a gross misdemeanor.
Yeah.
And then with the paper ballots, the county clerk is proposing to have one touchscreen machine for ADA accessibility. So that, you know, differentiates between who has a disability or not. And if there are delays, you know, what would that look like?
Right. Well, and when you say people with disabilities would have a machine under the Americans with Disabilities Act, that's just one machine there. And you mentioned the concerns that with all these people looking at the ballots, somebody might leak what's happening before voting's actually stopped. That's one of the main concerns of the ACLU. Let's listen to their attorney who's concerned about the rights of Nye County voters.
These individuals have a right to have an accurate and secure election, that their vote is counted accurately, that it's counted in the same way for every voter.
And what's the practicality here? I'm reading that Esmeralda, which is the least populous county you have there in Nevada, spent more than 7 hours counting 317 ballots in its June primary election by hand. I mean, what is the sense that this is going to get done in the time it needs to get done?
The county clerk says he doesn't see it that way, that his proposed teams, multiple teams of five, that they will certify the results by the time that they're required to by law.
So mail-in ballots are being sent to voters this month. And people are accustomed to ballots if they're voting early. But it sounds like that if they vote in person in November, unless they are disabled, in which case they can have access to one voting machine that's there, they will have to vote on paper ballots when they walk in.
Yes, for Nye County voters. And this is very different than the rest of the state. Nevada has pretty progressive voting measures in place. Like you mentioned, Robin, all registered voters will automatically receive a mail-in ballot unless they opt out. Nevada also has same-day registration and voting, and the state has early voting for about 2 weeks. In most cases, people don't need to show an ID to vote. So it's a very stark contrast to what the Nye County clerk is proposing. And he's also saying this parallel process is a stopgap measure. It's an exercise to see how it works. And ultimately, he wants to see if the county can solely rely on a hand count.
Yeah. Well, in other battleground states, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Florida, Colorado, New Mexico, reports are that election officials say they're inundated with letters demanding that they have this same thing, get rid of the machines, even though there was no problem with the machines, and hand count. Jim Marchant, who's the Republican candidate for Secretary of State in Nevada, who is a 2020 election denier, spoke at the rally we mentioned of Donald Trump on Saturday. He started a coalition to help elect other MAGA Republican Secretary of State candidates nationwide. Let's listen.
If we get all of our secretaries of state elected around the country like this, we take our country back.
Well, Lucia, you were at that rally. What struck you?
What struck me during the rally is during a debate, he said it makes him uncomfortable that Donald Trump says that the election was rigged in Nevada, but he still shared a stage with him. Another thing that caught my attention was the Republican Secretary of State candidate talking about his coalition. That showed me that there's a coordinated effort to elect what he calls America First Republican candidates to Secretary of State across multiple states. And it could shape how the 2024 election is handled.
Lucia Starbuck, democracy reporter for KUNR in Reno. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.